Now some reassurance for Volkswagen diesel owners who were hurt by the emissions scandal. Company officials said at a news conference today that VW will compensate owners for any loss in the resale value of their cars. NPR's John Itzi reports that the officials also commented on the origins of the cheating scandal, which will likely cost the company tens of billions of dollars.
Hans-Dieter Putsch, who chairs Volkswagen's supervisory board, began the news conference with a long monologue apologizing for the company's cheating and expressing great regret about the breach of trust with its customers, investors, and employees.
Our most important task and our biggest challenge now is to win back that trust.
Among the ways the company plans to do that is to identify those responsible for creating and deploying the software that facilitated cheating on emissions tests. Putsch said both an internal investigation and an independent one by a U.S. law firm are making progress on that front.
We are relentlessly searching for those responsible for what happened. And you may rest assured that we will bring these persons to account.
Putsch once again expressed the belief that only a, quote, comparatively small number of employees was actively involved in the manipulations. That's a view that critics say overlooks the role of a rigid management culture at VW under its former CEO, Martin Winterkorn, and board chair, Ferdinand Piëch. Their goal was to make Volkswagen the world's largest car company. Part of that strategy involved boosting the sale of diesel-powered cars in the United States. That's how the cheating scandal originated. He says VW engineers could not find a way to meet the tough U.S. emissions standards for nitrogen oxide.
Or at least they could not find a way they felt at the time to be meaningful and that fitted the time frame and the budget they had been given.
So the engineers decided to cheat. They developed software that adjusted engine performance to pass emissions tests, but in actual driving, the cars were highly polluting. 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with the software, around 500,000 in the U.S. Later, Putsch said, a technical solution to reduce emissions was found. It required injecting a fluid called AdBlue into the exhaust.
These solutions were not, in fact, used as they should have been done, apparently in the mistaken interest of customers.
Customers would have been required to bring their cars in for maintenance more often, something that could have hurt sales. When it was his turn, CEO Matthias Müller was asked whether he would kneel in repentance when he visits the Detroit Auto Show in January.
Whether I'll be kneeling down or not? Well, not for me to say at this point. I think I'll be self-confident, and I, of course, will apologize for things that have occurred, but I'll be optimistic and quite confident looking into the future.
Müller said a fix for VW's diesel cars in Europe has been approved and will be completed by the end of 2016. He said talks continue with U.S. officials on the company's more complex proposal to fix U.S. diesels. He suggested a final agreement may still be several weeks away. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.